Yes,
sir.
How are you?
Fine. I thought you might like to hear the...
Merry Christmas. That's what I always want to tell you first.
Merry Christmas to you, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I thought you might like to hear the result of the heart cell to Freddie.
Oh, how'd it go? Do you like it?
Yes, sir. He said...
Great.
He said, this isn't exactly my dish of tea, but because I think the president's done such an extraordinary job, I'll do it.
Good.
If he agrees that it is no longer to prove his first term.
Right.
But I can talk to Kissinger when I need him and Rogers when I need him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Has he talked to Rogers yet?
No, sir. I haven't told Rogers that he is.
Right.
But Rogers mentioned.
Oh, sure.
So he did. He said that.
Well, of course, we consider this, as you know, the most important post in the world right now.
I told him that.
And that naturally he'll be at the highest level. This isn't any. We're not sending him over there as an envoy.
He did indicate that when the negotiations were done, he'd like to be the negotiator there under Rogers.
What we want. I would say that your next step would be to inform Bill, tell Bill that this is the guy that I think it's a real coup to get him. I think it's good that he was for Humphrey, that he's a hell of a outstanding guy. Okay.
Before I make a final acceptance, I'd like to very much come down and talk to the president.
He can.
And I said, well...
He can. Sure.
He said he was going by and going down to the islands on Tuesday. I wondered how you feel about him dropping in on Monday.
Well,
would you rather put it off?
Unfortunately, I will be in Florida. I'm going down Sunday night. I'll be in Florida.
That's what he meant.
I'd have no objection to seeing me in Florida.
Would you like to stop by there?
Sure. As a matter of fact, I'll be there, and he could drop by there.
You'd like that very much?
Fine. I'll see him there. And say around 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock on Monday morning?
Yeah, 11, or if he can't do it then, well, the morning is a little better in the afternoon, because then it'll, if he could make it.
I will.
Or 11 or 12. Make it 12. Then he doesn't. Then if he has to fly down, he doesn't get up so early.
Good. Make it 12 o'clock.
Fine.
On the other one.
But if you will, be sure to call Bill on this to keep telling him that this is the choice, and I think it's a real coup to get him.
I will call him.
And that he's my choice, you know what I mean?
Okay,
not Henry's, it's mine.
No, I understand.
Right.
On Kendall thought of George Moore, the military president, back there, that was
his. Yes, he's quite a fellow.
Well, you like him?
Yeah, I always liked him, but, you know, he's a very, very savvy fellow.
He's one of us.
Yes, he's a very, very smooth. Well, try him. That'd be good. You might, when you talk to Bill, tell him that that's my feeling. Bill knows him, I'm sure. Well, everybody knows George Moore, but there's another classy appointment, you know. If you get, they're both out of New York, but that's okay. Well, the thing is, he's just a very outstanding guy.
On that ground, I think he's running up on a blind side.
Yeah?
What's happening? You trying to get me out of town? I don't know, Jack. I think this is very good. I've known to be a friend of the president, a good, strong, outspoken person like the Australian Guard. He said, well, I kind of like to walk around in the snow of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So the president made good jobs, and he said he saw me tomorrow morning.
Sure. That's all right. Well, at least I want him to have it offered to him, you know, as much as anything else. So you've done that.
Thanks again.
Okay, Pete.
And Merry Christmas.
Fine. Get a little rest.
Thank you.
Bye.